One California newspaper contends Pacific Gas and Electric is a culprit in the state's energy crisis. The San Francisco Bay Guardian long has been one of the leading critics of PG&E. The newspaper, the city's alternative weekly, published an article in 1969 suggesting the company had swindled San Francisco out of hundreds of millions of dollars of cheap power. It said the utility and its political allies had defeated 8 successive bond issues to establish a municipal electric system from 1925 to 1941. Last year, the Bay Guardian republished the article, saying the problems go back even further. It claims the utility has a 100-year history of holding back the formation of a public utility. Tim Redmond is the newspaper's executive editor.
Our problem with PG&E actually goes back to the turn of the century. It goes back to the days when San Francisco was a city growing very fast that desperately needed water. And the only place that the mayor of San Francisco could find to claim water rights that someone else hadn't already claimed in Northern California was on the Tuolumne River. The only place that made sense to build a dam happened to be inside Yosemite National Park. The deal was San Francisco would be allowed to build the water dam if they also generated power, and if that power was sold directly to the residents of San Francisco at the cheapest possible rates through a public power utility. The idea, as stated in the congressional debate, was very clear. The supporters of this bill, the Raker Act, wanted to keep Pacific Gas and Electric Company from becoming the dominant force in Northern California. It is, by federal law, illegal for San Francisco to allow Pacific Gas and Electric Company to sell power in this city. We are supposed to operate a public utility with public power at low rates, just like Los Angeles has.
And was all that in your article in 1969?
That was all in our article in 1969. And since then, we have been following this up almost on a weekly basis, constantly reminding people of the story and trying to probe further. I actually myself spent several weeks in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. a few years ago, going through the entire history of the Raker Act, of how Interior Secretary Harold Ickes in the 1940s tried repeatedly to force San Francisco to set up a public power system, sued the city of San Francisco, took it to the U.S. Supreme Court. In 1940, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unequivocally that San Francisco was in violation of law, had to build a public power system or forfeit the dam.
What was the reaction to the article in 1969?
Among a lot of activists, the reaction was, my God, how can this be happening? We have to do something about it. Among the mainstream press, the reaction was, let's completely ignore this and black out this story.
Now, you reran the 1969 story a few months ago, right?
We reran it a few months ago. We've now posted it on the web. In fact, if you go to sfbg.com, you can get to all of these backstories.
Now, what was the occasion for rerunning this article a few months ago? This was before the current situation, right?
Yeah, but we saw this coming. We saw this coming when deregulation was passed by the California legislature. We saw that what was going to happen was rates were going to skyrocket. And we raised questions at that point about power reliability and whether there were going to be serious problems. In fact, actually, a couple of years ago, we did a story explaining what was wrong with deregulation and predicting some of these problems that were going to come to pass and explaining how, once again, deregulation got through the legislature and pointing out that when all of this happened, San Francisco should be taking advantage of the problem by moving aggressively towards public power.
So lately you've been doing We Told You So articles.
Well, I hate to say we told you so, but we did. And in fact, we have been doing some We Told You So articles, but the main thing we're doing now really is trying to stay on top of what the legislative strategy ought to be and what the political strategy ought to be to enforce the Raker Act and bring public power to San Francisco.
Now, what does PG&E say about your coverage?
PG&E has for years taken the position that they refuse to even speak to us. They often don't return our phone calls, and when they do, it's always with a rather blunt no comment.
Well, I can't imagine why.
I can't imagine why.
Get any new ads?
You know, you don't sell a lot of ads fighting PG&E and covering public power. We certainly aren't getting ads from PG&E, though.
Very good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Tim Redmond is the executive editor of the San Francisco Bay Guardian. The paper has posted its article about Pacific Gas and Electric on the website sfbg.com.